Welcome to Talks from the Bible. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the movement of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, saying, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath, John 5:1-9. This is the third miracle which Jesus performed that is recorded by John. The purpose of each miracle which Jesus performed was not only to relieve the suffering of the individual, but more importantly, to show the glory which Christ possessed and his equality with the Father. The Jewish reaction to this miracle was, therefore the Jews sought the more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God, John 5:18. This man had been crippled for 38 years. He was unable to put himself into the water. We are sick with sin, and we are unable to cure ourselves. Jesus, through his death on the cross, is able to cure us of sin's malady. On another occasion, Jesus stated, But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, Mark 2:10. Even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, Ephesians 4:32. Jesus inquired of this man if he desired to be healed. We must have the desire for Christ to heal us of our sins. The power of Christ to forgive and cleanse must be accepted by us if we would know the healing power of God. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.